This is Gavin Dahl with the KVNF Regional Newscast. Coming up, Hunger-Free Colorado's public policy manager explains pandemic EBT, a unique extension of the traditional food stamps program. Plus, a Republican lawmaker is suing Governor Jared Polis over the mask mandate. And a new report shows our region is faring better than others, but the airline industry may not fully recover from the economic impacts of coronavirus for years. First, here's Jody Peterson with headlines.
Honda has agreed to pay the state of Colorado $1.6 million to settle a multi-state lawsuit alleging the car company did not do enough to warn drivers of faulty airbags. Attorney General Phil Weiser says more than 200,000 Hondas and Acuras possibly had the defective airbags in Colorado. The faulty airbags have killed 14 drivers nationwide. They were installed in several Honda models between 2001 and 2016. The Pine Gulch Fire, which has been burning since July 31st, is now officially the state's largest wildfire ever. Until now, the 2002 Hayman Fire held that title. The Pine Gulch Fire has burned 139,000 acres as of August 28th and has three-quarters contained. More than 900 firefighters are on the scene. Ouray County has reported its first COVID-19 outbreak, which happened at a private social gathering over the weekend of August 14th. The outbreak has resulted in 5 new confirmed cases, 2 new probable cases, and 1 new suspected case. In response, the county is holding a 2-day testing event with the Colorado National Guard next week. It's free and open to anyone, not just county residents. The drive-through testing will be offered at the Ouray County Fairgrounds on Monday and Tuesday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, call 970-626-5484. No charges will be filed against the 2 Mesa County Sheriff's deputies and 2 Fruita police officers involved in the shooting that killed Fruita resident David Martin last month, reports the Grand Junction Sentinel. Martin's blood alcohol was 3 to 4 times the legal limit, and he pointed a gun at one of the officers. He was shot 17 times. On Thursday, a district attorney released a decision saying the 4 officers had acted in self-defense. Earlier this year, the West Elk Mine in the North Fork Valley built a road and well pads in a protected National Forest roadless area. Now, the state says that the mine company may have violated the law by failing to get a stormwater permit for the construction, according to reporting by Dennis Webb in the Grand Junction Sentinel. The mine is still under an order from the state prohibiting further road or pad construction in the roadless area. For KVNF News, this is Jody Peterson.
The top Republican in the Colorado House is suing Governor Jared Polis over several of his executive orders, including the statewide mask mandate. KVNF's Capitol coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
Representative Patrick Neville says Polis is overstepping his authority by making new laws during the pandemic. In a lawsuit filed Wednesday with the state Supreme Court, Neville argues only lawmakers should have the power to force residents to wear face coverings.
I write the laws, I vote on the laws, where the legislature together does, and right now we're not having that. We have a King Polis.
Polis is defending the mask requirement, saying it protects residents and allows the economy to recover more quickly. He has issued more than 160 executive orders since the start of the coronavirus outbreak. Neville's lawsuit is the third time they have been challenged. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
The airline industry won't fully recover from the economic toll of the pandemic until at least 2024. That's according to a report out Wednesday from industry group Airlines for America. But as Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports, our region is faring better than others.
Nationwide, the numbers are dire. The number of passenger flights scheduled in July dropped by about 50% since the same time last year. And the number of travelers in airports is down by more than 2/3 in some places. But Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho are relative bright spots. The number of airport travelers there have declined the least. Still, it isn't a pretty picture overall, and American Airlines is considering laying off nearly 20,000 employees. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows told the news agency Politico this week that they are considering executive relief actions if Congress doesn't act soon.
Hopefully we can help out the airlines and keep some of those employees from being furloughed.
Debate has stalled in Congress over a 6-month extension of a multi-billion dollar payroll protection program for the airline industry. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
You've probably heard of EBT, the Electronic Transfer System for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance, or SNAP, program. But did you know there's pandemic EBT? Katie and Kay's Kathleen Shannon got the details from Anya Rose, public policy manager at Hunger Free Colorado.
Pandemic EBT, or as it's often called, PEBT, it provides eligible families with funds to help buy food because schools were closed this spring due to the pandemic, and so children missed really essential meals that they would have been getting at school.
The program provides a one-time payment of up to $279 in food assistance per eligible child. Families who qualified for free or reduced price school meals last year may qualify for PEBT funding.
And some families actually would have automatically received the benefits in July because the state was able to do a data match with some families and automatically issue benefits if the household had been on SNAP earlier this year.
Congress authorized PEBT in an early COVID-19 relief package to provide aid during spring school closures. Many schools are opting to start the new school year online in coming weeks, which could leave families in need of the same help. However, Congress has yet to approve another round of PEBT assistance.
So the HEROES Act that the House passed earlier this summer did include a lot of food assistance provisions, including extending PEBT through next school year. However, the Senate version still does not include any of the nutrition provisions that we're looking for, including that extension of PEBT benefits. So right now, there still is an agreement on that, and we're advocating for the Senate to add it in.
The PEBT application contains no questions regarding immigration status, and that is not a factor in determining who receives benefits. Applicants will need their children's state-issued ID numbers. Rose notes this number is one that families may not be familiar with, but applicants can contact their school or school district to get that number before applying. The application window closes September 30th.
You know, we have a short window to make sure that tens of thousands of families learn about it and can apply and access the benefits. It's a really big deal because if we do reach all eligible families, we're talking about over $100 million going directly to families to support student health and nutrition and education and Colorado's economic recovery right now.
The PEBT application is available at coloradopeak.force.com/PEBT. Hunger Free Colorado recently launched a new bilingual website to help Coloradans find food resources.
Things like food pantries, summer meal sites, PEBT, how to apply for SNAP, WIC, updates on all those programs and which offices are open and things like that, all onto that page to hopefully make it a little bit easier to navigate. So that's cofoodfinder.org.
For KDNK, I'm Kathleen Shannon.
That does it for today's KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Thanks for listening.